This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Randy Ellis. Randy is the chief of the Yancey County Rescue Squad, and he's with us to talk about an annual fun drive the folks with the Rescue Squad put on. Randy, welcome. There are some changes to this year's annual fun drive. Tell us about it.
Okay, Steve. The fun drive this year is going to be strictly mail-out. We've had some complaints over the past years about phone calls, both for the donations as well as the pictures. So this year's drive is strictly mail in nature. You'll be getting a mailer in them. They'll come out in the mail. If you are interested in getting a portrait, there will be a coupon in there with a number to call. And it is the same group that we used last year. It's Community Support Services for the pictures. There is a new name this year, Volunteer Mail Service, as a spinoff. Will be just the mail part of that.
The Yancey County Rescue Squad is a 35-member all-volunteer squad. And, Randy, they put in a lot of hours and a lot of time for our community. Tell us about the numbers from last year.
Well, we had over 1,200 calls, over 12,000 volunteer hours for the county. We have three vehicles with 35 volunteers putting in those 12,000 hours. We provide a certified rescue squad, first responder response in Burnsville and West Yancey districts, as well as advanced life support backup for the county's EMS on days when the ambulances are all busy and out of county, which is averaging one a day.
This is a fun drive, obviously. You're raising money for what?
Lately, the biggest expense we have is the price of fuel, both for the vehicles as well as our building. Also, as far as funding things, this year we hope to put a second advanced life support truck together in case the one's on a call. We still have one in station, so we'll have enough to go around if there's calls.
Randy, these things do not come cheap. Is that correct?
No, just like in years gone by, we talk about the amount that volunteers have to go through to get certified, both with a rescue technician as well as the medical response end of it. All that is money, as well as equipment, has a large increase each year in the amount that things cost.
Randy, tell us again. Now, there's been a change. In past, it's been by phone that you've been soliciting. There's been a change. Tell us about that again.
Yeah, this year in your mail, you will receive a letter from the rescue squad, and you fill out the bottom of it with your pledge or your donation, send your check in. One thing people have been always asking me is, this one comes straight to us, and we receive 100% of your donation. If you're interested in having a family portrait done, you still call Community Support Service at 1-800-253-2638. We've had one shoot so far, and there will be at least one more, if not two more. So just call the people at Community Support Services on that coupon and set up for your family to come in and have a portrait done.
Randy, thank you very much. You folks with the rescue squad and all the emergency folks here in Yancey County do such a terrific job, and we thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.